The Phillies are out of the postseason. Their dream of back-to-back World Series appearances was dashed by a 4-2 Diamondbacks win Tuesday night at the park in South Philly. John Stolness of the podcast Hittin' Season joins us to talk about the dramatic fizzle out of the Phils' offense in the seventh and final game of the National League Championship Series. He joins us this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jennifer. I wish it was a better morning.
I do, too. I hate doing these postmortems. Well, the Phils team, overall, it was built to hit this year, and the bats were very quiet in the final two games of this series against Arizona. Why so quiet?
You know, that's a great question, and I think that's the question that we're going to be asking all offseason, and that's the question that the Phillies' best hitters are going to be asking all offseason. It just... The offense fizzled, especially in these last two games at home where they had a chance to win and go to the World Series. Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, JT Realmuto, Nick Castellanos, those are their five big-name stars. Those are their five best hitters. They got one hit in 17 plate appearances last night, and in the last two games they got just three hits in 36 plate appearances. And there were a couple of moments in Game 7 last night where just a single breaks the game open. It's just one little base hit can get the Phillies right back in it, and they just it's really hard to understand how they fell apart so quickly in the blink of an eye here in this series.
I know, the mysteries of baseball. There were these obvious Phillies batting droughts. I mean, Yeah, as you were mentioning, and you know, Nick Castellanos quiet in the last two games. Alec Bohm, he did have a home run last night. Trey Turner, you know, were the Diamondbacks pitching that well to ice us out?
They were pitching well. I mean, there's no doubt that those guys executed their pitches really well. It's very hard to hit when pitchers are changing their speeds and when they're not leaving the ball over the middle of the plate. So Phillies hitters were off balance, and I think they spoke after the game about how the Diamondbacks were pitching them a little bit different when the series went to Arizona for games 3 and 4, and the Phillies never adjusted. They scored just four runs total in games 3, 6, and 7, and you didn't expect that from this team. And the Diamondbacks pitching staff, you know, you do have to give them some credit. They made quality pitches, and Phillies hitters continued swinging for the fences and swinging early in counts, and they were not able to get it done.
Yeah, last night, John, the Phillies starting pitching ace Zach Wheeler, he came in late in the game. He was brilliant, and that was a first for him to come in at that point in the game. Also, kudos to Ranger Suarez, who started for the Phils. You know, he's been known as the cool as a cucumber pitcher. He was very good in this series and in his other playoff appearances.
Yeah, you certainly can't pin these losses on either of those guys. Zach Wheeler has become one of the best postseason pitchers in baseball history, really. And you could say the same for Ranger Suarez. Suarez doesn't have the same kind of rope that Wheeler does. They usually pull him a little bit earlier. And Suarez gave up three runs last night in just under five innings. And so he wasn't as good as Wheeler, but did well enough to give his team a chance to win. A pitching staff, certainly not the issue in Game 7 last night. They both pitched really well.
Did playing so many bullpen games where we bring out the starter kind of early-ish in the game and bring in this series of other pitchers, did that hurt us in this series?
I don't think so. I think the starters did their job. I think there were, obviously, there's Game 4 where Craig Kimbrell blew the game late, but I don't know that that was a result of pulling the starter too soon. I think the Phillies got exactly what they wanted from their starters, and I think, for the most part, the bullpen did a pretty good job here. I think if you're laying blame at the feet of anyone in the series, it has to be on the star offensive players who didn't come through when it mattered most.
What about using our rookies? Did that hurt us at all? Johan Rojas was brilliant defensively, but he could not hit. Orion Kerkering pitched rather well sometimes, right?
Yeah, Rojas came up to the plate with the bases loaded and two outs in the fourth inning, and the Phillies had just taken the lead. It was an opportunity to blow the game open at that point, but there was no confidence he would be able to come through. He hit under 100 in the playoffs, and I feel like there was a chance they could have pinch hit for him, but it would have resulted in a number of different lineup changes there, and the Phillies would have burned a couple of different players. There was a reason they didn't do that there. I thought the use of Kerkering in some of the really important spots was a bit much. I think Thompson was a little over-aggressive in bringing that rookie in a couple of certain key situations. I would have felt more comfortable using a more veteran arm rather than Kerkering in a couple of different spots.
Yeah, what about these members of the team, the fans? Yeah, they were there. They showed up. Mm-hmm. They deserve a round of applause. But, you know, they created this home team advantage that seemed, you know, no one could crack the code of that. But they finally, the Diamondbacks did crack that code. Poof, in the last two games. Yeah. We really couldn't muster those wins, right?
Yeah, and the Diamondbacks deserve a lot of credit because in Game 6 and 7, the fans were there. But I think that we see a lot of times that this home field advantage and the crowd reaction to it is a result of how the Phillies are playing on the field. When the Phillies got down early in Game 6, it took the crowd right out of it. And in Game 7, the crowd was fired up when the Phillies took the lead, but the Diamondbacks, they answered right back the next half inning. And then in a situation like this, everybody's nervous. Yeah. And so it became just, it was too much for the fan base. But throughout the playoffs, they did a great job. But we did find out that the Phillies are not invulnerable at home. The Phillies hitters have to hit.
Yeah, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time, John.
You bet.
John Stolness is the co-host of the podcast Hittin' Season, presented by Billy Penn and WHYY. Great to have him on. And going into the World Series, Diamondbacks and Rangers together. Two very, very hardworking teams, described as scrappy sometimes. And the faithful to baseball will be watching.